Yes, I lay my burdens down. I don't know about you, but I feel much better. I feel better today than I did yesterday. Amen. Praise God. Praise God on this morning as we come and help us get into the service of the Lord, as we worship our Lord and Savior for our ushers. Amen. Praise God. Praise God this morning. Okay, they said just 1 minute. Let's get another song real quick. Just something real quick. They not ready, brother. Just something quick. Just something quick. All right. Yeah.
Worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah is to our God. Every praise
is to our God.
Yes, praise God this morning. And we just want you to get into the service this morning. Enjoy in our worship service as we celebrate our wonderful, magnificent ushers this morning. We praise God for them. Amen. I'm your MC for today, Minister Vons. The processional has taken place. Call to worship. We're going to have an invocation from our very own Reverend Everett Kitchens. We're going to have our scripture from Sister Miss Chakayla Renfro, and then we'll have a welcome, and I'll be back. Amen.
Every head bow and all eyes close. Father, in the name of Jesus, again we come this hour, this day, this moment, this minute. Lord, in the name of Jesus, to give you the praise, to give you the glory. And Lord, as we come today and celebrate this your day, we celebrate our ushers as well, Father. And come now, Holy Spirit, manifest your spirit in this service today. Have it to be what you would have it to be. Father, we pray for your preached word. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would send a word from on high. Anoint the preacher afresh right now. And Father, give words of wisdom. Give words of clarity. Words of understanding that, God, we will hear from you. And that in the end, you will get the glory. Bless the choirs, the musicians, and this, the ushers, Father, on their anniversary. God, give them strength. Continue to do your work. Continue to stand and continue to smile, Father. And in times like these, we thank you. We give you honor and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Good morning, church. The scripture will be coming from Matthew 25:21, and it reads, "His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.'" Matthew 25:21.
From Deaconess Robin Kelly. Amen. And all of you who have children, we are having children's church this morning. And if you will, you can take them downstairs and they will be received. Amen. Amen. Children's church will be downstairs. You can exit the door in the rear and go down the stairs, and we have children's church. Amen.
Morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Will all visitors please stand? We thank you for choosing to worship with us today as we celebrate the 92nd Senior Ushers Anniversary and our 44 years for the Junior Ushers Anniversary here in New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, where the Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed is our pastor. We welcome you. Please come again. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank Deaconess Kelly for that wonderful welcome. We're going to have an occasion by Deaconess Mary Rice, recognition of visiting ushers by Sister Lupita Stiles. Amen.
Good morning, saints. We, the ushers here at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, would like to thank the Lord for this day. For we are celebrating, as you know, our senior and our junior ushers. And for those that are not familiar, I just want to say briefly to you that the ushers ministry is a part of the hospitality system here at New Hope, okay? We play a very vital role in the church. We create a wonderful welcome experience for parishioners that may shape a visitor's journey to Christ. One, to experience the love and the presence of God, as well as the sacredness and joy of a worship service. Ushers are an indispensable part of the spiritual atmosphere that keeps the overall flow of the church service. It is the Lord who calls and equips his children to serve. He has uniquely enabled us to serve him and to bless the hearts and the minds of his people. Okay? Now, as the Lord forever honored us, we would like to honor the Lord by doing what he wants us to do. Someday, serving as an usher, they will see the fruits of their labor. Throughout the scriptures, we can find ushers called by various titles, such as watchmen, porters, gatekeepers, and doorkeepers. Psalms 84:10 states, "A day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of our God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness." As we praise the Lord for his servants, we can see that his scriptural passage is about choices. Overall, ushers' lives are in obedience with the will of God, and our behavior reflects that we are servants of God. So as we stand on God's promises, we'll continue to lift up and encourage others. So today, as ushers of New Hope, we would like to give thanks first to our Father, secondly to our visitors, and last but not least, to those that have gone on before us to pave the way, to show us how to be a true usher.
Good morning. Giving thanks and praise to God for his agape love. I would like, on behalf of our Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed, First Family, New Hope, Ushers, and Healthcare Ministry, to welcome our visitors to our Usher anniversary with our visiting ushers and healthcare ministry. Please stand, give your church name and your location, please. Thank you all so much for coming, and thank you, and may God continue to bless us with his guidance and teaching and doing his services. Thank you.
Amen. Before we have the lighting of the candle, I just had a quick testimony about the ushers. If I can share it. When I first came to New Hope in 2007, I was greeted in the back, and me and my whole family that was here in Georgia, we took a seat in the back. And one of the ushers came up to me and said, "Don't you want to get close to the fire?" And I said, "Yeah." So she gently got us up, and she moved us up to about the third pew from the front up here. So I'm grateful for the experience that I've had with the ushers here at New Hope. And I just wanted to acknowledge you and acknowledge that we have the best usher board in Georgia. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a lighting of candle, moment of silence for deceased ushers by Deaconess Mary Rice. We'll have a selection from our mass choir, and then we'll have our announcements by our pastor, Pastor Steed.
to celebrate the ushers.
Yes.
But most importantly, we've come to celebrate the name of Jesus. Let's just praise. This is your church. Yes. Come on. Come on, you got an opportunity. Let's just praise. Glory. Let's make one big choir all over the sanctuary. Let's just praise. Praise. Come on, you got it. Praise. Glory, huh? I want to hear y'all sing. Come on. Let's just praise. Oh, I got some new choir members. Come on. I got 10 choir members. Come on, come on. Everybody, choir.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody ought to say something. Let's just praise the Lord. We got enough other stuff we're doing. It's time for us to praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody know he woke you this morning. Somebody know he put food on your table. Hallelujah. Clothes on your back. Shoes on your feet. Let's just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to lift him. I know what he done for me. I know how he brought me out. So I give him praise. I give him glory. I ain't gonna have no rocks crying out for me. I'ma praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We give God all the praise and all of the glory. Amen. Too. Our mistress of order, Evangelist Bonds, and to our speaker of the hour, Evangelist Ratcliffe, and to all of the clergies in the house, to the officers, deacons, deaconesses, mother, usher, saints, and friends, first family, and to all of you that are listening in. Amen. We welcome you here to the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, where we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody got a praise on their lips? Can somebody say hallelujah? Can somebody say thank you? Can somebody say, God, you're good. God, you're worthy. God, you're able. Let's just praise the Lord. Woo! I don't know about you, but I feel good. And Bradshaw say, I can run a little bit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what we come here for, to worship the Lord. Amen. This is Usher's Day. Come on, give it to our ushers. Don't they look good? Stand up, ushers. Stand up. Don't they look good? Oh, praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you. You might be seated. The best ushers on this side of Zion. Glory to God. Amen. I'm so proud of them. Amen. They are the first impression when you come through that door. As Sister Rice has said, and we're just grateful that they wear a smile on their face. I tell them all the time, don't put no ugly usher on the door. Amen. If she ain't got a smile, she don't need to be on the door. Come on, somebody. Amen. You need to have a welcome. Amen. Smile on your face. Say, come on in the house of the Lord. Doors of the church is open. Come on in. Hallelujah. Let me quit here because y'all got me excited. Let me do what I need to do and get out the way. Amen. Thank God for you today. Thank God for all of our visitors that are with us, whether you're ushers or whoever you might be. We're grateful to God for you being with us on this celebration. Amen. I want to thank all of those that went with us Wednesday night to Sweet Home. We had a joyous time over there. Amen. The choir just showed out, dressed out. Amen. Praise God. They sing so good, I didn't think I was going to have to preach. Glory to God. We thank God for them. Amen. Now, if you haven't done so, we ask that you put on your calendar that we will be having our church conference meeting this coming Saturday, amen, at 10 a.m. And we ask that all members, acting members will be present, amen, for our meeting so we can bring you up to date on what we are doing and where we're going, amen. Praise God. So if you would, please do that. Also, if you will, put on your calendar Thursday, March the 30th. Thursday, March the 30th, we're the invited guests to Friendship Missionary Baptist Church in Marietta for their revival, amen, at 7:30. So we're asking all, I don't know what choir is going, but whatever, amen, we ask that you will please meet us there for their revival, amen. Reverend Kitchen is going to come with his announcements, and then we're going to, is he in here? He's downstairs. Okay. All right. He wants you to get ready for Vacation Bible School. Amen. So keep that in mind. It will be announced. I'm sure it's on the monitors. So we ask that you will join us in our Vacation Bible School. We thank all of you who are still attending our Bible studies on Tuesday with Dr. Reed and on Wednesday with myself and other ministers. Amen. At the 7 o'clock hour, we are virtual and we are in-house. If you would like to come and be a part of our Bible study on Wednesday, we invite you to come. Amen? All right. We're asking that you continue praying for all of those on our sick and concerned list. You know that we had quite a few deaths in our church family, so we ask you to keep the bereaved in prayer. The Core family, the Jackson, Hunter, and Hudson family, amen. The Romack family, I don't know if you remember her or not, but Evangelist Romack, that was a part of us for a while, she passed, and they had her homegoing celebration on yesterday. So please keep that family lifted in prayer, if you will. We ask that you also keep the Kramer family in your prayers. Sister Laura Kramer, she passed. Keep Deaconess Barnes' grandfather in your prayers as he recovers. Sister Pat Norwood, I'm sorry, mother in your prayers as she's recovering at home there in Macon, Georgia. Minister Vaughn, praise God, she's here. Amen. We're so happy to see, amen, her back. Amen. Thank you for your prayers for her. Sister Angie Smith, let us keep her lifted in prayer. You know she had a stroke. Amen. And her husband now is going through some health situation. So please keep that family in your prayers. Reverend James, who's here today, we ask that you continue praying for him. Former President Jimmy Carter, let's keep him lifted in prayer as he's in hospice at home. Amen. We know the Lord is able. Amen. He will do all things but fail. Is that right? How many believe that? Amen. Prayer changes things. All right. As we prepare our hearts and minds to give at this time, amen, we ask that you would prepare yourself, amen, that we might give as the Lord has blessed us to give through our tithing and our offering. Amen. This is your secret, sacred time with God. He says that if you bring your tithe and your offering into my storehouse, I will open up the windows of heaven, pour you out blessings that your storehouse would not be able to receive. Amen. I don't know about you, but I just believe that God will do just what he said. Amen. Amen. So at this time, let us stand to our feet. Amen. Take our offering in our hands as we get ready to present them to the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come to thank you for allowing us to be able to give these gift bags to you. You have blessed us with them, and Lord, we are obedient to your word. We give our tithe and our offering. We pray thy blessings upon them, that you will multiply them, that they will be all that you would have them to be, the blessing to this ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Starting the choir coming around. All right. Starting from the rear, if you will just face the aisle, be directed by the ushers. Rice is going to ask God's blessings over the offering.
Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be here today, this afternoon. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Father, for life, health, and strength. Father, now bless this offering that
yes,
we
Lord.
So kindly receive in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's keep digging rice in prayer also. Amen. He's going through some health issues, but we know God is able. Amen. Praise God. Now, Dr. Gore, you are too far in the rear. You need to come on down here. Amen. Come on down. Oh, that's a sister. Oh, fool me. Oh. They look so much alike, I call them twins. Praise God. Good to have you. Good to have you. Give her a hand. Amen. Amen. Well, she got me there. Where Mike Bell at? You know where you're supposed to be. Got me. Next week. All right. Don't make me have to come get you now. God bless you. Back in the hands of our mistress of order. Thank you so much.
Is Deacon Ratliff here today? Okay. Did you have someone you want to introduce you today, sis? Okay. Praise the Lord. I just want to check. Okay. Praise the Lord, everybody. So far, haven't you enjoyed this Usher annual day? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm a little bit slow this morning, but y'all forgive me. I've been in the bed for a while, but praise God that He has delivered me. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to have a selection from our awesome mass choir. And then the next voice that we're going to receive in Jesus' name is our very own Reverend Vanessa Ratliff. Amen. And I want you to point your hands over in the corner. There she is. And say, Reverend Ratliff. Preach the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So after our selection, the next voice that you will hear will be our very own, Reverend Vanessa Ratliff. Let's give God a hand praise. Amen. Amen.
God. Amen. Y'all turn on some air back there.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God.
Thank you. sermon. You've done all you can. All you can do is stand. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Welcome me home. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this home. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this palace. Welcome into these gates. Welcome into these gates. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're welcome. Oh, Jesus.
Lamb of God. Let me tell y'all something. I got so much I can talk about, and I don't have to talk about you. I've got so much
yeah.
I've got so much.
So much.
I can talk about.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
With so much going on in the world, I ain't got time to talk about y'all.
All right.
I just don't have the energy.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I got enough going on in my own house.
Come on.
Ooh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we come right now just to tell you thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We honor you on this day, oh God. We lift you up. We magnify your holy and righteous
yes, Lord.
Name.
Yes, Lord.
God, we give you all praise, all glory,
praise.
And
yes,
honor.
Yes.
Master, we come now at this hour, at mm-hmm. this time, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we pray right now that you will remove self.
Do, Lord. Do, Lord.
Increase your spirit in me, oh
yes,
God.
Yes, do it, Lord.
Move by your Holy Ghost power mm-hmm. right now in the
name
of Jesus.
Yes.
And, oh God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be uh-huh. acceptable unto you, oh
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Because you are my strength, my mm-hmm. redeemer. You are my savior.
Yes.
You are my everything,
glory
oh God.
To go.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Let
you.
This word go out, God, that someone will come running
yes.
saying, I yield.
Uh-huh.
What must I do to be saved?
My Lord.
And, oh God, we praying for deliverance for
yes,
now, oh God,
Lord.
For restoration,
yes,
oh
yes.
God. That they don't leave here the same way they came.
Uh-huh.
In the matchless name of Jesus we pray.
Jesus.
Amen, amen,
amen,
and bless God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. If God's been good to you, you got to give God a hand clap
yeah,
of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You've
hallelujah.
Got activities of your limbs.
Yeah.
I don't see nobody stretched out in front of me. You
Come
ought
on.
To give God the praise
hallelujah.
Right now. We
Glory.
Ought to lift him up. Hallelujah. Because
yeah,
he's worthy.
You.
He's worthy.
Yeah.
He's worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I got so much I can talk about because I'm going to tell you something. I got some bad knees, but you know what? They ain't hurting right now. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo, God.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Woo.
Bless the Lord.
Hey.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Pastor. Thank the ushers. Thank everybody.
Bless
you. Hallelujah. Keep
bless
my husband
you.
Lifted up in prayer. He got a back problem. He just wasn't, you know, he'll be here.
All right.
By hook or crook, he coming. He coming limping. He coming any kind of way he can get here. He
Praise
coming
God.
To the church
Amen.
House.
Amen.
But he couldn't come this morning.
All right.
I told him, go to bed. Sit down. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
But he at home running behind that grandbaby right now, so she keep him going, Jesus.
Praise God.
There's something about these men and these little girls. What's up? She got him wrapped around her finger. She ain't even two. And running the house.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. But she's my one and only right now. So
Amen.
To God
Lord.
Be the glory.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're not going to be before you long. Well, we're going to be here as long as the Holy Ghost says.
Amen.
I'm going to put it like that.
Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. We're going to be coming from 2 Kings, Pastor.
All right. All right.
The 8th chapter.
All right.
Verses 1 through 6. That's 2 Kings, chapter 8, verses 1 through 6.
All right.
Then Elijah spake unto the woman whose son had been raised, restored to life, saying, Arise and go thou and thine household and sojourn wheresoever thou couldest sojourn. And the Lord hath called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. Somebody say 7 years.
7 years.
And the woman arose and did after the saying of the man of God, and she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years.
7 years, yes.
And it came to pass at the 7 years end that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went both to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. And the king talked to Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all great things that Elisha has done. And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, O Lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed unto her a certain officer, then restored all that was hers and all the fruits of the field since the day that she left the land even until now. We just going to talk about, at first I had restoration down there. Then I had you need to get a it is well attitude like this Shunammite woman. But then the Lord said, no, we just going to trust the process. Trust the process. The story of the Shunammite woman is one of my favorite all-time stories in the Bible. It tells of a woman whose faith in a prophet to the point where their things got as bad as they could get. She never lost hope in the man of God to be restored. She never lost faith in knowing that things would turn around. She had a it is well attitude. This story lets me know that having a it is well attitude, your stress level will be minimal and your faith level will increase. This woman comes on the scene in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, starting around verse 8. She and her husband, in verse 10, says, let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set him there a bed, a table, a stool, a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. This is something she wanted to do for the man of God, the prophet Elisha. And Elisha was so appreciative of her kindness that she wanted to give him something. Let me tell y'all something before I move on. Thank you, Holy Ghost. First off, this woman wanted to build a house in her house for another man. Prophet or no prophet, this woman wanted to build a house, a room for another man in her house. Okay, somebody, yeah, going up with somebody here. Because I know it's some married folks in here and they husband, oh, no, we'll get him a room at the hotel or motel 800 or whatever the name of them is. He can't stay here. Hallelujah. But he was so appreciative of not just her, but her husband. What do you do and what do you give someone who seemingly already have everything? She and her husband were well off financially, and they were in good standing with the community. But Elijah was like, I got to do something for her and her husband. So Elijah told his servant Gehazi, bring the woman to him. she came and he asked, "What can I do for you? What would you like me to do? Do you want me to speak to the king? Do you want me to speak to the captain of the army on your behalf?" She more or less told him, "No, we're good. We have everything we need and then some." He asked the question again, and Gehazi said, answered and said unto him, "She hath no child, and her husband is old." That story sounds familiar, don't it? Elijah told her that about this time or this season, next year, you will embrace a son. And sure enough, everything the prophet said happened. And sometimes later, that promised child died. In chapter 4 of the same 2 Kings, when Elijah was come unto the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And he went and laid upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked into the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon the child. And the child sneezed 7 times. Somebody say 7 times. And he called Gehazi and said, "Call the Shunammite." So he called her. And when she came into him and said, "Take up thy son," she went in and fell at the feet and bowed herself to the ground and took of her son and went out. My God is intentional about all that he does. Let us now go back to chapter 8. Somebody, y'all know where I'm going. This chapter opens with Elisha speaking to the Shunammite woman. This is the same woman. Elijah has a conversation with her and has given her some instructions. He tells her, "Arise and go thou thine and household and sojourn wherever thou canst sojourn, for the land hath called, for the Lord has called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years." Somebody say 7 years. Can you imagine being told to leave your house, take all of your family, not knowing where you're going, not knowing where you're going to have to stay? But he told her that she had to go, and she was going to a land where she didn't know anybody. How would you feel, or how would you react if that happened to you? But God had summoned a famine. What is a famine? A famine is a drought, extreme scarcity of food, no rain, no water, no food. It's a dry place. She knew and understand that this was only temporary. This word is for someone here today. You're in a dry place right now, but it's only temporary. God is still in control. This woman did what she was told to do. She trusted the man of God. She had no reason to doubt Elisha. She trusted him before she trusted him beyond measure. Hallelujah. I can't even read my own writing sometimes. So she packed up her bags and gathered her family and household together and left. She went where she was told to go, a strange land, the land of the Philistines, a land that worshiped idol gods, a people that hated and despised the Israelites, a people who had no regard for Yahweh and the I am that I am God. And yet God was sending her into the enemy's camp. You work with people who don't believe in God. That's the enemy's camp. In schools, you can say God. You just can't say Jesus. That is the enemy's camp. Your spouse don't like it when you pray on the prayer line. So you go in the basement or in the bathroom or you got to go to your car. You living in the enemy's camp. Your friends who you know don't live godly and don't want you to give godly advice. You are surrounded by the enemy's camp. Sometimes God will put you in the enemy's camp to have the enemies take care of you. What do you do in the enemy's camp? You've got to trust the process. And now the 7 years were up, and the Shunammite woman went home, and evidently someone else was in her house and occupying the land. Can you imagine going home and finding somebody else in it? Someone you don't know, someone who's claiming it's theirs. She didn't lease it out or allow anybody to live in it while she was gone. They just took it. And the only way she could get it back was to go to the king. She had, as you do remember, a it is well attitude. And she knew she was going to get it back because Elisha had told her 7 years. Now 7 years are up. I want my stuff back. I want my house. I want my car. I want my land. I want everything. I left. I want it back. Sometimes you have to tell the enemy, give me my stuff back in the name of Jesus. All of it. Because you can't play with me, because guess what? I'm the king's kid. I know who I am and I know whose I am. Because guess what? He knows my name. Now, on her way to see the king, Gehazi, Elijah's servant, was talking with the king. The king wanted Gehazi to tell him all the great things that Elijah the prophet had done. And as he was speaking, she shows up. Verse 5 says, and it came to pass as he was telling the king how he had restored the dead body of life to life, that behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, oh Lord, my Lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elijah restored to life. God puts everything in its proper place. Its proper place, and it is time for him to get the glory. This is the sovereignty of God. Think back to what happened in chapter 4. There was an unscheduled miracle put on the Shunammite's calendar. The son was born, the son dies, the son is raised from the dead, and sometime this happens to all of us, but it's in God's timing. Because you see, the culture in those days was when a husband dies and we assume that the husband is dead because he's not mentioned. The son was responsible to take care of the mother. The mother brings her son to the king. He is the heir to the estate. Gehazi sees her coming and tells the king, this is the woman I was telling you about and her son whom Elijah has raised. So the king asked her about it, and she told him he restored all that was hers. The land the Lord had sovereignly arranged the circumstances so that the king's curiosity concerning Elisha was being satisfied by Gehazi, the need of the Shunammite woman would be met. Even though there was a famine in the land, there was a harvest at her place. The king said, "Restore unto her the fruits of the field." Even though there was a famine in the land, it was still producing. The favor of the Lord rested upon the woman. It's amazing how there was a famine, a drought, no rain for 7 years, and yet there was fruit on her land. God had arranged it to be cultivated and taken care of. She must have, so that's whatever there was something made, they even made money on the land. The king had everything restored unto her, even 7 years of back pay. And the woman and her family lost nothing. God allowed her land to grow and produce in a drought, a dry place. That lets me know that you can still produce in a drought. You may not be where you want to be, but God is still in control. You may not have a house that you want, but God still put a roof over your head. You may not be able to eat out in a restaurant, but you still got food on your table. You may not be on the job that you want, but you can pay your bills. And maybe you're not in the best of health, but God is still waking you up every morning, clothing you in your right mind. This woman had to wait 7 long years to be the story. You might say, "How long do I have to wait?" Well, let me tell you, Moses waited 40 years. Joseph waited 13 years. Noah waited 120 years. Abraham waited 25 years. David waited 12 years. And Jesus waited 33 and a half years. If you find yourself in a season of waiting, you're in good company. Don't get discouraged and don't give up. God is at work while you wait, while you're in your season of drought. You've got to be like Paul when he says, "I've learned whatever state I'm in to be content." Meaning whatever I'm going through, it is well. I lost my job, but it is well. My body is racking with pain, but it is well. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills, but it is well. My so-called friends have turned their back on me, but it is well. As long as I got King Jesus, it is well. Because over 2,000 years ago, he came down from heaven just because he loved me. He was born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothing, came down to redeem me, to save me. He wanted me to reign with him in glory. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquity, and the chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes, I am healed. They marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall. They whipped him all night long. They placed a crown of thorns on his head. They nailed my Savior to the cross. They pierced him in the side. The blood came streaming down. The sun refused to shine. The moon dripped down in blood. He died out there on that cross. He died for my sins and your sins. They placed him in a borrowed tomb, and for 3 days he laid there. He laid there 3 days, but early one morning, he got up. He got up with all power in his hand. That's why you got to have a "it is well" attitude. You've got to have a "I'm going to wait on God," because he promised to keep me. He promised to hold me. He promised to make me. He promised never to leave me. I double dare you to say, "It is well with my soul."
soul, because God's got me. I know that I'm in the arms of Jesus, because he said, as long as you're in my hand, no man can pluck you out. I'm so glad that I got Jesus on my side. You might be in a drought season right now, but don't worry about it, because you can still produce in the drought. You can still pray in the drought. You can still sing in the drought. You can still eat in the drought. You can still do whatever God has called you to do in the drought. I dare you to trust the process. I dare you to trust the process. Because this woman, she was there 7 years. But before that, the child sneezed 7 times. Y'all go back and y'all looked at her. There's something about that 7. There's something about that number 7. It's a number of completion. Because on the 7th day, what did God do? He rested. Hallelujah. You may be in it right now, but you're coming out. Because I know I'm coming out. I'm glad I'm coming out. Hey, hallelujah. Because I know he's with me. And I know he's holding my hand. I ain't worried about a thing. Hallelujah. I'm glad that I'm a child of the king. I'm the king's kid. Hallelujah. And you can't take it from me. You can't take it from me. I don't care what you try to do to me. You can talk about it. I don't care. Because I'm the king's kid. And I ain't got time to worry about you. Hallelujah. The only thing I'm worried and concerned about is your soul. Hallelujah. I pray that you get your soul right with Jesus. Because he's the only one that can make you whole. And don't get it twisted. Just because you're in the house with Jesus don't mean you won't have trouble. Because you're in a drought. I'm in a drought. All of God's children. But you can still produce in the drought. And you can still do what God has called you to do in the drought. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, because God will take care of you. Hallelujah.
I had some good days. You ought to sing that. Yeah.
I've had some good days.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
And I've had some hills to climb.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I've had some weary days.
Weary days, yeah.
And lonely nights.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But when I look around.
Yes, sir. What happened?
And I think things over.
Oh, yes.
All of my good days.
Good days.
They outweigh my bad days.
Come on, come on.
And I won't complain.
Yeah, sing it, sing it.
Sometimes my clouds hang low.
Well,
I can hardly see the road.
See the road, yeah.
I ask the question, Lord. It's okay to ask.
Yeah, that's
why.
Right.
Why so much pain?
Yeah, come on.
For he knows what's best for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Although my weary eyes, they just can't see.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll just say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I
won't complain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because God's been good to me.
Oh, you ought to say that.
Yeah. He's really been good to me.
Yeah, yeah.
More than this world could ever be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's been good.
So good.
He's been good.
So good.
He's been good,
so good
to me.
Yeah, yeah.
He dried all of my tears away.
Yeah, yes, sir.
He turned my midnight into day.
Yeah.
That's why I can say thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You brought me out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Trust the process. Isn't God good? When you're in the hands of the Lord, you know He's going to work things out for your good. You just got to trust the process. Come on, give God some glory today. Hallelujah. Praise God. I will trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. Yeah, Lord, I will trust in the Lord until I die. Yeah, doors of the church is open. Oh, I will trust. Yeah, I will trust in the Lord until I die. And when trouble come my way, you know what I'm gonna do. I'm going down on my knees and pray. I'm going down on my knees and pray. Oh, I'm going down on my knees and pray until I die. Knees and pray, oh Lord, I'm going down on my knees and pray. I'm going down on my knees and pray until if you're here today, come by letter, Christian Experience, candidate of baptism. I offer Christ to you right now. Don't leave today without knowing that you're in God's plan. All you got to do is trust the process. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. If you trust the process, yea, though I walk through the valley and shadows of death, I fear no evil,
for the Lord is with me. Just trust the process, because God is in the midst. If you're here to accept Christ today, come give me your hand. Give God your heart. Let him change things around for you. Let him turn it around that you might be all that he will have you to be. Won't you give him a chance? The songwriter says, you tried everything. Now try Jesus. Give him an opportunity to clean up what you messed up so you can start your life all over again. Will you do it? Even if you don't want to join this church, just join Jesus. We'll send you wherever you want to go. The main thing is, when you walk out those doors today, that you have the assurance that if you don't wake up in the morning, that everything is going to be all right. Will you give him a chance today to turn your life around? This is your opportunity to say, Lord, here I am. I need you to fix me. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me. Will you let him? Will you let him? Well, perhaps you're not here. You're in your car. You're in your home, wherever you might be. The same Jesus is there with you right now. All you got to do is accept him as your Lord and personal Savior, and he will renew you, transform you into all that he wants you to be. If that's your case, just stretch forth your hands now and say, Lord, here I am, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. I confess I've done wrong. Please, Lord, forgive me. Own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Amen. Well, perhaps you're here today. You've been carrying a heavy load. There's been some situations that you've been going through. You've been in your down low point. Amen. In your drought, as the preacher has said, this is a good time to release your situations, your cares, your sickness, whatever you're going through. God is available, amen, to heal you. You can become more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. Stretch forth your hands toward the altar at this time. As I ask Dr. Reed if she would come and lead us in prayer, that you might be delivered, that you might be set free, that your body might be healed, you might be recovered in the name of Jesus. Let's pray with Dr. Reed.
Gracious and almighty Father God,
yes,
we come now in the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess.
Yes, Lord.
Yielding ourselves to you, God, asking you now to have your way in
have
our
way.
Lives.
Yes.
No matter what is going on, God, we will not look to the left or to the right,
uh-huh.
but we will keep our eyes steadfastly on Jesus.
On you, Lord.
No matter what's going on around us, God, you are sovereign and you are in control.
Yes, yes.
Just like the preacher said, you know our names.
Mm-hmm.
We are so precious to you, you have written our names in the palm of your hand.
My Lord.
God, you're so awesome, you already know the number of hairs that are on our head.
Yes, Lord.
You have predestined and ordained our days.
Mm.
And because of your greatness, O Lord, you say you supply all of our needs
Thank
according
you.
To your riches and glory
yes,
in
Lord.
Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
For those of us who have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior,
yes.
God, we are the righteousness of you in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You say many are the affliction of the righteous,
mm-hmm.
but you will bring us through every one of them so we can look to the hill,
yeah,
for which cometh our help. Mm-hmm. For all our help come from you, O Lord.
Thank you,
you're
Lord.
Our shield, our buckler, our strong tower. You're our refuge. God, we can run to you.
Yeah.
And you provide all that we need.
Everything.
And you are so great, God, for great are you and greatly to be praised.
Thank
your
you.
Greatness is unsearchable.
Thank you.
God, you have already sent your word and healed your people, mm-hmm, and healed the land.
Yeah.
So now, God, we walk by faith and, mm-hmm, not by sight.
Yes.
No matter what the doctors diagnose, we know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes, Lord.
And marvelous are your words.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, you said in your word, Jesus, you said if we abide in you, you abide in us.
Yes.
And as you abide in God, your Father, God our Father abides in us.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, greater is you that is in us.
Thank you.
Than he that is in the world.
Yes, Lord.
No weapon, not one weapon formed against us shall ever prosper.
Mm-hmm.
So order our steps, oh God, in your word.
Your word, Lord.
As we bring every thought and imagination,
yeah,
to,
yeah,
captivity and obedience of you,
mm-hmm,
we humble ourselves before your mighty hand,
yes,
that you may exalt us in due time. God, we're casting all our cares upon,
yes,
you,
Lord,
for you care for us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, thank you now.
Thank you.
You say your burdens are light.
Yes.
So we walk now knowing that you are sovereign and in control.
Mm-hmm.
And because we can trust in you,
yes,
because you're able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything that we ask or think,
yes,
by
Lord,
the power of your spirit working in and through us.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we praise you and thank you.
Yes.
We call those things are not as though they were,
uh-huh,
but we walk by faith,
yes,
and
Lord,
not by sight.
Yes, Lord.
And we,
yes,
rejoice, Lord, in what the joy of the Lord is,
yes,
our strength.
Thank you, Lord.
For God, in the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm,
by the power of your Holy Spirit, we call those things are not according to your holy and divine will.
Yes, Lord.
In the master's name and authority of our Lord and Savior,
yes, Lord,
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus,
yes,
on all of us, oh God,
uh-huh,
from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet.
Yes,
the
Lord,
sole of our feet to the crown of our heads.
Uh-huh.
Tip our right hand and tip our left hand. The blood of Jesus on the portals of our minds, our,
my
wills,
Lord,
and our emotions.
My Lord.
Have your way.
Have your way,
use
Lord.
Use us as your instruments to tell others about the good news of,
thank,
Jesus,
yes,
Christ.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And we will give you all honor, praise, and glory.
Uh-huh.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. He's worthy of our praise. Amen. Just whisper to somebody, I feel better now. Come on, tell somebody, I feel better now. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to have a tribute. Amen. The ushers. Pictorial tribute. Junior ushers. Coordinators remarks. And senior ushers. President remarks. And then featuring me. In that order.
I surrender.
I surrender.
One more time. Oh, Lamb. Is he the precious Lamb? I said, is he the precious Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world?
know. Times I've celebrated, sweet drink I've tasted, they come and go.
New Hope family. I am Lakeisha Stanley, and I am the youth advisor for our junior ushers, who I also call Team Greatness.
All right.
If you did not know, these young people are here every fourth Sunday. They come in at 7:30 in the morning, ready to go.
Praise God.
I have no complaints. I have only smiles. I appreciate each and every one of you coming in and saying good morning to everybody who passes through that door.
Amen.
I appreciate you so very much. And for all of you who have seen my babies and have greeted them in return, I appreciate that as well.
All
so thank you so
up.
Very much to my youth ushers. If you don't mind, could you stand, please?
Yeah. God bless the Lord.
They come in, rain, shine, good day, bad day, and I appreciate each and every one of you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Bless you. All right, you might be seated. Yeah. Praise God. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Amen. That's our new usher.
Good afternoon. It's been a joy. It has been. It's been 3 long years. I am Amanda Thornton, the president of your New Hope Missionary Baptist Church Ushers and Healthcare Ministry. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out today to celebrate our 92nd senior and 43rd youth ushers anniversary today. Since the pandemic, it has been 3 years, but our New Hope ushers, they have weathered the pandemic.
Amen.
And they have accomplished all that God has assigned for them to do.
Faithful.
So today, we would like to just ask them to stand.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Y'all turn around so they can see you.
Turn around. Okay, turn around.
Smiling faces.
Dr. King stated, "Everybody can be great. Anybody can serve. You do not have to have a college degree to serve. You do not have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love." And that's what our New Hope ushers have exemplified while on this Christian journey. So let's give them a hand clap of praise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you might be seated. At this time, I'm going to have a few acknowledgments. First, we would like to acknowledge our ushers emeritus. I think only one of them is here with us today, but that's Sister Ernestine Clark, Sister Eva McTaggart, and Sister Doris Walden.
Amen. 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 Praise God. All them young women. Praise God. Yeah, Miss Eva is here. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. Amen. She make all them tissue baskets and crosses. Amen. She brings me candy. I haven't gotten none in a long time.
Okay, next I would like to recognize and acknowledge four of our senior ushers with more than 20 years of faithfulness, dedication, and serving through the years. The first one, Sister Mary Rice, with 53 years of ushering.
She older than me.
Sister Rosa Parker, 42 years of ushering.
Yeah. I'm going to catch up to you.
When I asked for the years that they started, when she told me that, I said, why you didn't tell me that? I could have been calling you for answers. Sister Christine Few with 28 years of service.
Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. 28 years.
And lastly, Sister Louise Ferguson with 23 years of
service. Praise God. All right. I remember when I was that age. Amen. Beautiful.
All right, thank you.
Give him amen.
Okay, also I would like to recognize our youth usher advisor, Sister Lakeisha Stanley.
Every amen. Year, Miss Faithful.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait. Praise God.
Okay.
Amen.
She's here with our youth every fourth Sunday of each month.
Amen.
Okay, and her youth co-advisors, Sister Betrina Pearsall and Sister Lakeisha Cherry.
Amen. Amen. I think they left. Oh, there she is. They here. This is Lakeisha walking for two, so y'all be patient. Praise God. She got another usher on the way. All right. Praise God.
Okay, thank you to Reverend Ratliff, if you would come, we have a special love offering for you for that dynamic message.
Amen.
Trust the process.
Amen. Praise God.
Reverend Bond, our MC today.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Okay, in closing, I would like to thank Sister Jackie Pat and the pastor's aide, Sister Nicole Steed, Sister Pam Brashaw, Sister Sharon West, Sister Norwood, Sister Wissett, Deaconess Macklin, and our Usher Anniversary Committee, Sister Barbara Harper, Sister Christine Few, Sister Elaine Harrell, Sister Irene Watts, Sister Angela Young, and Sister Delethia Walden. Thank you all, and
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Oh, and just to let you all know, Sister Walden, if you would please stand. I didn't, when I asked for the number of years to give out the awards, I didn't call her, but she has been an usher here for 75 years.
Woo! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Almost old as me. Amen. Amen. Let's give it up for our president. Mr. Thornton, come on, let's give it up. Give it up. She's done a marvelous job with our ushers, and we're so proud of her and all of her staff. Amen. Amen. I'm just elated to have all of you serving here at New Hope. Amen. May God continue blessing you, that you will stay faithful. I started out as an usher, then I started singing, amen. Then the Lord said, you got something else to do. But I just thank God for the opportunity to have served on the usher board, amen. When I was in New York, I used to just love usher's anniversary. So I see all of them ushers, amen, marching down the aisles, amen. It was such a beautiful thing to see. Amen. But this new generation now, things have changed. Amen. We got colors now. When I came along, we only had white. White and black. The ladies wore white. Men wore black. Amen. But you know, it's just great to see people willing to be an usher for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So I thank you all. Amen. Now, I believe they got some food for you. Is that right? Amen. They got some food. So y'all better go down because they got some good cooks down there. Amen. Come on, give this choir another hand. Amen. Sing so beautiful. Our musicians, director. Amen. Give our ushers a hand. Amen. Those that was filling in. Amen. We praise God, our sound technician. Give them a hand if you will. And give yourselves a hand. You've been very patient. And I thank God for you and all of those that are listening in. We thank you so much. Amen. If all minds are clear, we're going to stand. Again, we thank Evangelist Ratliff for that dynamite message. Amen. Amen. I call her the Old Testament preacher. She let her preach from the Old Testament. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Everybody say it. Everybody say it. Everybody say it. Everybody say, everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, root, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Father, we thank you for the food that we're about to receive, for the nourishing and strengthening of our bodies. We thank you for those that prepared it. We pray, Lord, that our fellowship will be one of glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody say, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We love you. Be safe. Love you, Mama.